Tezahür.
Thank you. Okay, Tezayin. Simin, Ayin Zayin, Sif Tezayin, continuing in the halachas of the Sudas of Shabbos. So, Kol Adam Yisrael, Beinish, Bein Isha, Chayom, Lecho, B'Shabbos, Shalosh Sudas. Males, females have to eat three Sudas. Achas, B'Layla, Shtayim, B'Yom, one at night, two during the day. Chayav Lecho, B'Chol Suda, Pas, you have to eat Pas. Fafilu, B'Suda, Shlishis, Yizor, Me'oid, Lecho, Pas, Dafka. Should eat specifically pas. You heard that? People make sure that it's bread for Shalosh Sudas. And once you're already washing your hands, and then you need a kebeya. L'chein, yizor kol adam shalei l'malas kreisa b'sudas shachris. Don't fill up so much in b'sudas shachris. Sheyuchal l'kayim mitzvah Shalosh Sudas, so you can be mekayim the mitzvah of Shalosh Sudas. V'mi yevshel l'klal lecho pas gomer. Let's say you can't eat pas gomer. So now this comes up a lot b'zman hazeh. Because you have people on specific diets and they can't have the gluten free and et cetera, et cetera. So let's say you cannot eat pas gomer. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that if it's going to make you uncomfortable, like the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is the Suda la'aynig nitna v'loy litzar. The Suda Shabbos is meant for enjoyment, not to cause pain. Then you should at least eat some mezainus, not necessarily challah, but that doesn't usually help the gluten-free people. Or another type of food that's made from the five grains. That's also called food. And if you can't do that either, then at least eat things that you normally use with pas, meat and fish and similar things. And if that's also not possible, then at least eat cooked fruits. So there's what to work with for those that, meaning for those that have major issues, gastro issues with having gluten, so then they're not mechuyev to have it. The question is, somebody's on a diet and they can't have gluten because it ruins the diet, that's not called pain. So it would depend on why they're on that diet, etc. The proper time for Suda Shlishis is from Mincha Gedayla. Like we had this past Shabbos, that many people ate Shalosh Sudas, at least from that point on. And on Erev Pesach Shachavah, Shabbos was also an issue. Right, fine. But we couldn't be Mekayim Shalosh Sudas, so we did it even before that. Yudzai, Mechayim Lutzai B'chol Suda, Shtei Krigos Shlemas, you're supposed to use two full loaves. V'aych Eshtem B'yadah B'shas B'rchas Amoytzi, you're supposed to hold on to both of them when you say Amoytzi, but say Achaz Me'en, and you break one of them. V'noyeg and Lirshem B'sakan Al-Kiko, B'makam Asher Roitzi Lutzai, the minig is to try and make an indentation with the knife. V'tam B'nesha B'chol Tzrichan Lachtach Tzas Sabah B'pas, because during the week, you're supposed to cut around the pas, kaidan birchas hamoitzi. Commission is bar like we had that you're supposed to, you don't want to make a hefzik from the hamoitzi to breaking the bread. So that's what you're supposed to cut most of it. But Shabbos, you have shemishim to be in a shia pas shalim, b'shas abracha. But on Shabbos, you can't cut through most of it because you need to have a whole loaf. L'chein al kaponim, roish v'makam machatach, k'day sh'yeda heichan yachtach, at least make a little indentation or a mark, so you know where you're going to cut it. And you won't need to have a long hefsik and you look at the place that you cut it. And you should put down the loaves that the one that you want to use should be right in front of you, that you shouldn't have to push one away. A little complicated how to do that. I never really understood exactly how to do this. And even if you eat many sudas, you need two kikros shleimas. Even if you decide to eat five sudas, people are not makbid on this. Meaning, you go to a kiddush, you should have two pieces of cake in front of you. That's what he's saying. Alts lechem mishnah on the mezainus from the kiddush. There you go. Peretz is a new chumra for your kiddush. Yudches, emein l'chol ha'masubin sh'psholchon lechem mishnah ela l'fnei echad. Let's say only one person has the lechem mishnah. Give to who la'itzi is kulam. He should break it in order to be mitzi. Everybody began by birchas ha'mitzi, yetzu ma'asher berech ha'biteya, and birchas ha'mitzi, he should also be yetzu with what the guy who broke it with. Because shivarech ha'mitzi, yamer b'shus ma'arev rabbeisai, you're supposed to say it that way. And after you taste it from the prusa hamaitzi, then you give each one a piece, and they eat it. You test them like kara parsha erev Shabbos. If you didn't, were you not marv said on erev Shabbos, lo yoichol Shabbos b'shachas ad shiyikarena. Then do not eat until you finish the sedra. But you shouldn't push it off too long. Vim like kara kaidam achila. And if you didn't eat, we're not ma'arvah before the eating, yikra al kapanim kaidim mincha, do it before mincha. B'yevet at saif yem ha'shlishi, and b'yevet until the end of the third day, meaning on Tuesday. Also, lasanas, and then of course, if not then you have till the next week, and then simchas tayr. Fine, chof. Also, lasanas b'shabbos l'shem tainus, you're not allowed to fast. Afilu zman kotzer, even for a small amount of time. Afilu shalei l'shem tainis aser al kapanim l'sanes ad chatzos. Even without a shem tainis, you should not fast until chatzos, which in the winter, chatzos 11:30. If you go to a late davening, 9 o'clock, you didn't drink before davening, it could be that you have this problem. So you should make sure to drink epis something before davening. Chaf alef also litzdar chas hashem al ezet tzara rachmanu litzlan eli yivakish rachmi v'ala rachmi. You should not have pain because of any sort of tzara. You should ask for rachmanas from the Rabbanu Shalom. And that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Right? Fine. Chav peis. Mitzvah laharbis bepeiris. U'mikdonos amine reach kedei lahashlo mea brachos. It's a mitzvah to have extra fruit and mikdonos is treats and maybe even besamim in order to count mea brachas, because you have way less brachas, because normally you have 19 brachas in Shemoneh Esrei, and on Shabbos you only have 7 in each one. Umitzvah la'anga b'chol davar shuvu lay la'inig, and it's a mitzvah rav einig Shabbos, shenemar v'karos l'shabbos einig. Chav gimel achasu d'shachas im ragel lishon yishon. So if you ruggle to take a nap, you should take a nap, but not too much. Aval al yomer yishon mevnei shani tzarech la'asiz melacha l'lechas b'derech b'layla. Don't say that I need to take a nap because I need to do work tonight, because that is a embarrassment for Shabbos. After your nap, you're supposed to learn Torah. Beparshas Shabbos, never vayakel Moshe, b'dorsh Rabbeinu Zal. Lama never parsha zu vayakel, v'loy never kein b'chol haTorah kula. Why does it say vayakel, which means to gather, from the word kehila? Go down and make me kehilas kedolos and Shabbos kedesh yumudu hadaras abayim acharecha lahaku kehilas b'chol Shabbos luma Torah b'rabim. What you should get chevra together in order to learn the on Shabbos in public. Oid amru like nidlu Shabbos v'yom tam liyisrael el lasek ben b'toyru. Shabbos and yontav wasn't given to klal yisrael only to learn. Ki harbei nashim trudim kol yimei echol b'malachtum, because many people are busy all during the week in their malach of Einlam, Pnai, Lasik, Betoira, Bekvias, and they don't have time to learn steadily. When they're available, Yechaylam, Lasik, Betoira, Keroi, they can learn properly. Tafika, Pala, Malachas, Abale, Batim, Sheinam, Oizk, Betoira, Kol Yemei, Shvua, Heimam, Mechuyavim, Yoyser, Lasik, Betoira, Beyam, Shabbos, Kodesh, Ish, Ish, Kepias, Agosa, Yechal, to each person according to what he's able to do. So basically it says, Balabatim have more of a chiv to learn on Shabbos than people that are in Koilel or Rabbeim, because that's what Shabbos is there for. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.
Good.